When God created the first man and woman, he blessed them and said, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it." That command was not merely about biology. It was about life spreading from the presence of God into the world. Christian marriage is called to be fruitful. For many couples, fruitfulness includes children. A husband and wife welcome children as image bearers, not interruptions. They receive parenting as a holy calling, not merely a lifestyle choice. Children are not trophies. They are souls entrusted to care, nurture, discipline, prayer, and love. But Christian fruitfulness is bigger than reproduction alone. Some couples long for children and experience infertility, miscarriage, delayed pregnancy, singleness in a season, medical limitations, or grief that others do not see. The church must never speak of fruitfulness in a way that shames those couples. A couple without biological children is not a failed marriage. They can still become a deeply fruitful household before God. Fruitfulness includes hospitality, it includes mentoring, it includes adoption, foster care, spiritual parenting, caring for nieces and nephews, serving neighbors, welcoming students, encouraging young couples, supporting missions, discipling new believers, and opening a home as a place of peace. A covenant household is not meant to be closed in on itself. Marriage can become selfish when the couple says, "This is our private happiness, our comfort, our space, our money, our future." But covenant marriage asks a bigger question. Lord, how do you want life to flow through us? This does not mean every couple must have a crowded schedule or an open-door policy with no boundaries. Fruitfulness requires wisdom. A household needs rest, order, safety, and discernment. But a Christian marriage grows when husband and wife see their home as part of God's kingdom mission. The organic human framework helps us see this clearly. A household is not merely a building, budget, and schedule. It is a place where embodied souls are formed. Meals, conversations, prayers, chores, laughter, discipline, tears, and forgiveness all shape people. So when we say, "Be fruitful and multiply," we are talking about a marriage that becomes life-giving. Ask this question: is our marriage only consuming blessing, or is it multiplying blessing? A fruitful marriage does not have to be impressive. It may look like a tired couple praying with a child. It may look like a widow welcomed for dinner. It may look like mentoring one teenager. It may look like choosing generosity when selfishness would be easier. Christian marriage is blessed by God, so it can become a blessing through God. That is fruitfulness.